It's almost wine season now. And these people are out there and they take care of these little grapes like they were souls. They got heaters. They got every modern convenience just so they can take care of that little grapey grape so they can get the winey wine. So it could be just right. And they talk about it like it was something from another world. You know what I'm talking about? And there's all this whole world of that. And people invest in it and do all this. I realize it's a money-making thing, but the point is, the care, that kind of care should be for souls. Amen. Amen. But also, we got to let God take care of us as much as a grape master would take care of his vineyard. There has to be some pruning, there has to be some cleaning, there has to be some this, there has to be some that. The grapes can't tell the guy what to do. You got to let God be God. And if something takes a little longer, so be it. Amen. God's working on my soul. He's doing open heart surgery. God's fixing me. And when I receive his word, his engrafted word, the Bible said it's able to save my soul. Amen. And it produces things inside of us that are greater than the things coming against us. Amen. So the need for the power of the Holy Spirit is as great today. In fact, the Bible says that in 1 John chapter 5, 19, he said, the whole world lieth in darkness. You remember the scripture in Isaiah where he said, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people? We're living in that day. We're living in that day. When they want to, I mean, I can list thing after thing. It's nuts what people want to do in the way of training people and what's important to them. The agendas people have. They want to have sex education classes in first grade. Would you give me a large break? Teach kids about abortion and homosexuality and things like that to kids that are in first grade. You know why they want to do that? They want to manipulate people so that they think a certain way. That's not your business. Teach them reading, writing, arithmetic. Let their families raise their kids. Are you here? Are you here? Well, some people don't love, they hate. Well, you know what? That's always been around. That doesn't give anybody a right to become a Nazi and say, we're going to tell you what to believe. Amen. There's one guy, I won't mention any name, doesn't need to. There's one guy, he believes the reason that people make wrong choices is because they have wrong information. And you can get 15 people, I'll mention the subject he's mentioning, and you probably get 8 and 7, 7 and 8. People disagree about things. If I said, I'm going to paint this a brand new color, and I asked everybody, what color do you want? We would get so many different answers. Why? Because we don't all agree on the same thing. It's all right, it's taste. But this guy says, the only reason people think like that, which is different from me, is because they don't have the right information. Our job, the government's job, is to give them the right information. No, it's not. Your job is to stay out of my life as much as possible so I can raise my own family. Amen. Come on, somebody. Otherwise, then you've taken the place of God. God is the one that is full of truth. God is the one that is the life giver. And the more freedom you give people to make that choice, the better off those people are going to be. That's just the way it is. Well, the same way with Jesus. He didn't come and say, I'm going to structure my church and you can't go out of Jerusalem. You can't leave anywhere. You're not going to mess this thing up. You are not going to, I'm not going to let you do it. This is my church. He didn't do that. He said, guys, guess what? I'm leaving. And they said, Lord, you can't leave. You're starting the church. I know, but, you know, I'm going to leave you in good hands. Well, what? What's better than having you here? It's Jesus. If you stay here, it'll be done your way. If you leave, I don't know what Peter's capable of doing. Didn't Peter argue with some of the disciples? Yeah. John, he just sits there, plays his guitar, and lays on your lap. You know, he's just a lover. That's all he is. But you know, Thomas,